Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Illinois Preps Podcast, Episode 20. I'm Luke Trace from Illinois Preps Insider, ilprepsinsider.com, at ilprepsinsider Twitter, and here again with my dad and fan favorite, Todd Roth, here at Village Inn Pizzeria in Skokie. Once again, we were sponsored by Village Inn, so thank you again for having us here, and thanks again for Todd and Dad for joining me today for the podcast.
Yeah, we're doing a little bit late because we had a game tonight, so doing a little late. But it's okay.
Ty, what do you have to say to all your fans now that you're back?
Welcome back.
So the
glad
topic.
Glad to be back.
We're glad you're here. The topic of conversation. It has gone viral, over a million hits on the internet.
Made it to a London. A British newspaper today.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. News site today.
Is the shot.
Yeah, if you don't know what we're talking about, you're a liar because you do.
And you're not a sports fan.
And you probably shouldn't be listening to this podcast. But yeah, if you didn't see it, which I'm sure you did because millions and millions of people have seen it already, Blake Peters from Evanston, we talked about him earlier this year. He hit a three-quarters court shot just for the win against Maine South. It was pretty crazy. It was pretty lucky. It was one in a million, and it brings up some interesting coaching decisions, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And it actually was more than three quarters court, to be honest with you, because he was behind the free throw line. So,
80 feet.
It was 80 feet.
Because that's a regulation court this year.
Yep.
Because Northwestern women play there, so it is 94 feet. It is 94 feet, right?
No. 84. 84 feet. So it was
70 footer.
It was long. Let's put it that way. Yep. We can argue about the
shot
the distance,
planes.
But it was long. Lots of things. So most people who saw it only saw the video that was posted online. I actually saw the whole game video, and something really, really interesting that people won't realize is that the kid who made the from Maine South. Made the first free throw. There was a timeout called. They came out for the second free throw. Blake Peters actually was in front of the shooter, and at the very last second, right before they were about to administer the ball, he said to another guy from Evanston, let's trade spots. So he went from the top spot to the bottom spot. And if you watch the whole video, it's kind of surreal because then you realize he's going to make it, and he switched out at the last moment. And the coaching decision is, do you fill the lane on those things, on those kind of shots? For years and years and years, we have said, if you're up two, don't fill the lane because you don't want to over the back call.
Correct.
And you'll take your chances with a guy making that shot.
Correct. I can't agree more.
That's a one in a million.
High school as well. College, right. I say you go in there. NBA, obviously, I don't watch the NBA, but high school, kids aren't as mature. They do not so smart things at the end of games. So well, high school, definitely playback. I cannot agree more.
I agree with you. Even watching the shot, and I discussed it with our coaching staff today, what would we do? And I have to tell you, we would do the same thing. I was kind of surprised that Maine South had one kid in the lane who actually made a pretty good defensive play and got his hand
on the ball and everything.
Got his hand on the ball and everything. And Blake Peters, you know what? The kid's athletic, I'll tell you this. Because we have a lot of guys on our team who I don't think they could throw the ball the length of the floor and hit the backboard, to be honest with you. Because it's a baseball-type throw.
If you gave him that, he couldn't make that shot. If you gave him the ball 350 times, he might not make it again.
I think you're probably right. I think you're probably right.
I mean, but you are correct. The athleticism is amazing.
It is amazing.
It's amazing. And I think I told you guys, I officiated him 50 times in junior high school. And he did pull. It was a smaller gym. Really small gym. He would pull up three steps inside the half court line and drain threes. So he's got the strength, and as a the kid's a freshman.
Right.
That's the other thing. He's not even fully. He's not grown yet. I mean, he's
not
still
fully
get
developed.
Stronger.
Right.
And for him to throw the, I mean, that is amazing. Like, it's crazy.
I, you know, we've had Coach Olson, Don Olson, on the podcast, and he's a big baseball guy. We learned from the podcast, and he always says the guys who play for us and the guys that we see. It's kind of funny. He always goes, "Oh, that guy would make a great shortstop. That guy's got great hands. He'd make a good second baseman. Oh, that guy could play the outfield because, you know, he's quick." And he always compares it to baseball type stuff. When you see a kid throw a ball like that, really, literally one-handed, on target, that's an unbelievable athletic move. And props to him for being in that situation. Props to Mike Ellis, the coach from Evanston, for leaving him in there. You know, it was a perfect storm. Unfortunately for Maine South,
A bad week.
It was a bad 3-week period. Yeah. It was a bad 3-week period.
And you saw the kid too. After he didn't even look and turn. He knew. You could see it on the video. He didn't even turn to look as soon as Peters threw it. He just stood there. He's like, oh, he never turned around and looked in the video. The kid who shot the free throw.
So I will tell you this. I saw Peters the next night. The next day, he played at Loyola, Warren the Shore. Evanston played they didn't play St. Meyer. They played Geneva. They played Geneva, and Peters missed every three he took in the game.
Really?
He missed everything. They won. Did win. Evanston did win. They had a big fourth quarter. They were down 10, I believe, going into the fourth quarter, came back and won by a bunch. But Peters actually had a layup and a free throw in the game. I think it was the only 3 points of the game that he had, but he missed every shot he took. So, but good for him. It was an amazing event. I don't know that any coach would do it any differently in hindsight. I got to be honest with you.
The other one you think about is if you're up one, and do you make the free throw or do you miss the free throw? This is a completely different situation if you're up one instead of two with one free throw left.
You always miss.
You would try to miss, right?
You try to miss. Yeah. But I was talking
really
about...
You really think so?
Yeah, well, because if they get the ball, they're going to have to shoot a three regardless. So that extra point means nothing to you.
This was the second of two free throws that
they were up two.
Yes.
If he'd have made it...
This one you make.
This one you make because it was the second of two.
Right.
Okay. You make it because you go up three.
Right.
And he did try to make it. Right. Although I gotta be honest with you, I don't know if I even if you're up two, you tell a kid. I might tell a kid to miss it and take your chances.
Well, I had a friend who was at the game, and he said he thought the kid was told to miss the free throw. I will tell you that. That's what he told me.
I'm surprised you could hear in that gym, to be honest.
Well, he told me he thought the coach said miss the free. That's what he told me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's true or not.
There's rumors abounding about the shot. There's already rumors abounding about the shot.
I would bet a tonight show or the late night will have Blake on the show and try to have him make that shot again this week.
Oh, that would be outstanding. Although he can't miss school, though. They're in school.
Oh, okay.
And he can't miss practice because they're playing.
They'll have him do
Let him take him out.
That,
you know what? I hope they take him out. Because we play him this Friday. If he wants to miss a couple days of practice before
they'll have
play
him do
Niles
it from the Evanston gym on the TV.
oh, there you go.
They record the show at 4:30.
They could do that.
That's what they'll do.
They could do that.
I would not be surprised if that happened.
If you put a top 10 list for the year, for plays of the year, that's probably...
It probably
that's
is.
Gotta, that's got to be it already.
And I was talking to somebody...
Oh,
I
know, for this year?
Yeah.
For sure, it's number one. It's January.
Well, yeah.
I'm saying like for the...
I was talking to somebody yesterday. At least this was a January loss. Could you imagine losing like that in the state? Remember a few years ago? The only thing I can remember like that, I don't know if you remember this, but a kid in Minnesota shot the ball from his behind swished it to win a state championship.
To win a state championship.
And, I mean, this is a regular season loss. Yeah, it sucks. But the state playoffs, that would be the only situation where this would be more amazing.
It's funny you say that because Evanston in the state semifinals in 2008.
Zion Benn. Austin Brown.
Yeah.
I taught that kid at St. Joan of Arc. True story.
Yeah.
And he was not
Evanston
a nice boy.
Evanston lost on a
half-court heave.
Yeah.
Yep.
They had the ball and threw it up and Zion
Evanston
got it back.
Evanston won, right?
No, Evanston
oh,
lost.
Oh, you're right.
Lost.
You're correct.
Zion Benn.
You're correct.
Yeah.
And then the Jeremy Richmond game, obviously.
That was another crazy one.
Yep. Oh, that was...
You're right. See, you're right, though, Todd. if you're going to lose a game like this, do it in the regular season.
Yes.
If it's in the state playoffs and that ends your season.
That would just, you could never. When I played in high school, we lost to Lake Forest Academy in the sectional semifinal on a half-court shot. Luke Stisser was his name. I'll never forget it. Because I got home 25 minutes later, 35 minutes later, and it was on the news. No joke.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
That was before social media.
WGN
was a long time.
TV was there. They were right down Addison. I went to Luther North, and you know that.
You coached
at Holy Trinity. I know. That was nauseating. I mean, that was my junior year. It wasn't my senior year, but a kid who shot 94% free throws the entire season missed the front end of the bonus, and Luke Stisser made a three, and we lost by one at the buzzer.
Oh.
So, yeah. That just sucked.
That would be awful. That would be awful. So, enough about the shot. You could probably fill a whole 30-minute podcast with just talking about that. Luke, you went to another great event on Friday night.
Yeah, I brought you a gift, too.
Oh, I have a gift. A gift during the podcast.
I don't know if there's impermissible benefits from grabbing it, but there you go. There's your Tom Kleinschmidt rally towel.
Oh, a Tom Kleinschmidt rally towel.
That's very nice.
Jersey Knight 34, DePaul College Prep.
Very nice.
We'll take a picture and we'll tweet it out, right, Luke, later on?
Yeah, we'll put it on when we put it up. But
wonderful.
Yeah, I went to Tom Kleinschmidt's jersey retirement ceremony. Long story short, DePaul lost at the end.
Sorry, guys. But, you need anything?
Ooh, here's our waitress from Village Inn. And, yes, we would like
would
something.
Would you like a bucket, gentlemen?
No.
Would you like to turn this into
I would
bucket?
Like another Diet Coke.
Another Diet Coke?
Yes. Another Diet Coke for me,
two
too.
Two Diet Coke stacked.
I'll have a Diet Coke.
Three Diet Cokes. I like Thank the way you guys are thinking.
Love Village Inn.
We love you.
That's the only reason we got Todd back on the podcast.
Todd loves Diet Coke.
Todd loves Diet Coke.
But yeah, Todd Kleinschmidt's jersey night. It was really nice. It was a really nice ceremony. Todd Kleinschmidt can rock a bowl cut, by the way. That's the one thing I learned about the one thing I didn't know about Kleinschmidt. I will say, though, in full disclosure, everybody was like laughing, clapping during the videos. The one time people didn't clap on the video is when JLP showed up to say a few words about Tommy.
Oh,
Ponsetto.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
So the gym was like in a buzz for most of it.
Why did it get so
Ponsetto
quiet?
Dead when Ponsetto.
Really?
Think about what Ponsetto's done to DePaul.
I know.
Zero.
Exactly.
Absolutely zero.
I know.
But so, besides,
she must have pictures of somebody to keep her job. Just saying that out loud.
Oh, wow. We might have to cut that one out.
Sorry.
Besides that, yeah, DePaul lost to Fenwick. It was a great game for three quarters. I mean, Fenwick's pretty good. DePaul's pretty good, too. Cowan and Stewart.
I heard DePaul's very good.
Yeah. So,
they have one good junior. Is he a junior?
Junior, yeah.
Yeah, I heard he's very good.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Let's go back a second. So, one of the things that kind of, and I get that they changed their name. They were Gordon Tech, and they went to DePaul Prep. And
because they were broke.
Right.
And DePaul basically kept them open.
Kept them open. And I get that. Yeah. And they had the Gordon Tech stuff up in the hallway for the longest time. And then this last year, I noticed all the Gordon Tech football memorabilia. I'm sure they put it away safely. I'm not saying they threw it away. How did they handle the talking about Gordon Tech and DePaul in terms of, like, the crossover? What did they do when they were there?
Yeah, they talked about, they said DePaul way more than I thought they would.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I thought they'd drop Gort, but even Kleinschmidt said DePaul.
Did he really?
Yeah. Obviously, they're former, players.
Three Tiger. By the way, Dina is our waitress
tonight, our hostess.
Thank you so much, Dina.
You're welcome. Your favorite waitress?
My favorite waitress here at Village Inn. If you ever come and ask for Dina. So they mentioned DePaul more than they mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, they mentioned, obviously, his banner has the GT on it.
Okay.
And the program, which we're looking at right now, his GT on it. And they have actually in the program, they put the 1990 Gordon Tech basketball roster in there for that night.
Oh, Antoine Gilomba, there's some great names on that.
Jason Bay.
Jason Bay was a player.
Yeah.
Where'd he play college at?
Creighton.
He was a player.
He was there. Bay was there. They had a lot of a lot of time on the video.
Did they?
Yeah. But it was split. There's more DePaul than I thought there would be.
Okay.
DePaul mentions, but I mean, Gordon was mentioned. They didn't try to hide Gordon Tech, I don't think. But I think it's just, I think that weird period of transition's over. It's DePaul now.
It's DePaul.
Right. It's DePaul. It's
Gordon over Tech and done is, with. Gordon Tech
Gordon's
is close.
Done, right. The first 2 years I remember being a huge issue where alumni weren't donating, and they still might not, but that was like Lane when they brought girls into school. I mean, no one thinks about it now. No one's going to think about Gordon versus DePaul in 5 years, let alone now.
I would bet you there's very few people who even remember that Lane Tech was all boys.
My grandpa went to school at Lane Tech. That was a long time ago.
My buddy Roy.
Long time.
Roy was in the last.
Think about all the schools that have went from boy. I mean, there's so many.
My aunt was the first ever female graduate.
St. Pat's is about the only all boys school.
That was not a Lane.
Correct.
You know what? Hey, let's save this topic. Yeah. Let's talk. Okay. You know what? Let's save it. I'm gonna write it down right now. We always forget topics. We're gonna talk about closing a boys' school sometime in the summer. We have no topics to talk about.
Yep.
You know.
Good idea.
I'm gonna save it. All right. Yeah. So it was a good night.
Yeah, I think people forget how good Tom Kleinschmidt really was.
I coached against him one time.
I played against him.
Oh, he was unbelievable. He was unbelievable.
Second best player I played against in high school, and we were decent. There was a kid named Sean Pearson who went to Nazareth Academy. He played at Kansas.
He was unbelievable,
too. I got posterized by Sean Pearson in the Sun-Times and Tribune. Sean's area was in my face when he dunked a ball, one hand tomahawk on an alley oop, and I'll never. That was my name for a while in school, 2 months back in 1991. They were something else.
Nazareth was real good.
Back in the day. I mean, it's before, but two classes. It wasn't right. Four. It was A and double A.
And Nazareth was that.
That we'll be talking about for sure.
Nazareth was the smallest double A school, and they had to play St. Joe's that year.
Yep.
And they were like 32-0, and they lost in like the sectional final.
Right.
They were like, yeah, and you know, but again, that's a whole another topic.
I'm gonna write that. I got the whole two class thing now, but you're right. So. Game was good for three quarters.
Yeah.
And then you wrote the article. If you haven't read the article, you should read it because it is a really nice article. You interviewed Coach Malnati afterwards.
Yeah, if you don't know Coach Rick Malnati, he's like Kleinschmidt, he's a competitor. I mean, you coached against him at Nutrier.
Yeah, now he's at Fenwick.
Right. And you know as well as anyone how competitive is
we coached against him this summer. I actually played him this summer, and he was competitive in the summer.
Right.
So I mean, and forget about competitive. He's a great coach. He's a great coach.
Right. And he just has nice words about Kleinschmidt at the end. I mean, obviously Kleinschmidt's a lot younger than Rick is, but just how he loves to win, but it's kind of disappointing how it almost took away from his night, which it didn't. I don't think. I didn't feel like it because there are people hanging around the gym after, like 20 minutes after the game, and how he would have his son play for Kleinschmidt had he had the chance. I mean, those are pretty big words.
That's a nice quote. And I think he truly believes it. So that was really nice to hear. Now let's go back to just the basketball. How good's Fenwick?
Fenwick's DJ Stewart is really, really good. I think the ESPN just came out with their sophomore rankings.
Yep.
And they only put 25 up for sophomores, and he's in the top 25
really?
In the nation. Yeah. He has some room to grow.
Okay.
He's not very strong. He's a sophomore in high school. But, I mean, he's quick, and he's really good defensively, which you can't say much about sophomores in high school. He's a really, really good defender. Now, once he gets out of that 1-3-1, we'll see what happens. But,
right.
But he's really good at the top of the 1-3-1. So we'll kind of see how he develops. But Fenwick's good, and they have some pieces around him too. But I mean, where are they in that same sectional? That Southwest Super Sectional?
Oh, that. Well, that's what we're going
to Chicago
talk about.
State.
Let's talk about that again. Yeah, Fenwick's 4A this year. We're going to talk about that in a second. Hold that off. Hold that thought, Luke.
But the most, I thought the most interesting thing about the night is, I've said this a lot, but Chicago is the smallest big city in the world. Because when they're going through the thing, when we were going through the presentation and Kleinschmidt was speaking at the end, he was naming all these names. Like, I recognize that one, I recognize that one, I recognize that one. Probably about half the names I recognize. So, like, an Eddie Stritzel or a Hoanato, who is the cousin of one of my coaches at Northside. It's just, the north side of Chicago, there's 3 million people in the city, but it's such a small city when you break it down. And I mean,
You mentioned names.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned names to you, and I recognize from you coaching, I'm sure you would have recognized half to three quarters of the names.
Well, I mean, here it is. Todd says, I played against Kleinschmidt. And you think, wow, how far apart is that many years ago? And then it's they're still connected in some way. And now it's, you know what? You could have officiated
one of his brother-in-laws.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay, it's a joke.
But that's going to get cut.
Cut that out.
Yeah, that ain't staying. But, yeah, it's...
I think that's why people listen for that, though, for talks. They like to hear that stuff.
But... Yeah, I mean, it all goes back to Pappas, doesn't it? I mean, Pappas knew everybody in the area,
Steve Pappas was an amazing human being. If you guys don't know, he was a head coach at Gordon Tech, and he was a head coach at Deerfield. Just a tremendous individual. We could probably do a whole podcast about him and bring in a bunch of the guys who coached with him and were friends of his. But, yeah, he definitely had a – Rick, I know Rick and Tom both were close to him, but Steve was an amazing, amazing coach. One of the things that I still remember, it's funny that I remember being at Deerfield many years ago for a freshman game in the morning, and the parents. This is one of the great stories. I think I told this. The Deerfield parents were booing my kids shooting freshman kids shooting free throws. The parents were booing, and after
Come
the
on.
Game. Just true story. I swear to God, this is a true story.
Freshman
basketball. Parents.
My freshman B. They were booing.
They were booing the kids. They were screaming.
Where were
my
you
kids
at the
were
time?
Deerfield. I was at Maney's.
You were at Maney's.
I was at Maney's.
Okay.
The Deerfield parents. And this is 15, 20 years ago. I can't exactly. I have to look back on when it was. And I remember after the game, I went over and I knew Steve because I did. My first teacher job was at Gordon Tech many, 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 many years ago. And I went over to Steve and said, what's going on with your parents? And he was in a chair. And he goes, that's why I sit over here. Way far away from me. Because I don't even want to talk to any of those parents. And it's so funny because this has been a topic of discussion here. And we'll save that for another time again. But he said that years ago. So, I don't know. You know, great guy. Tom Kleinschmidt, another great guy. Talk about a competitor intense. That guy isn't so intense, but that's why Gordon's. I mean, that's why DePaul's good. Oops,
habit.
So
you can slide. We can let it slide for you.
Okay, yeah.
Quickly north. Where's your towel? Where's your commemorative towel for North?
I stunk. Tom Schmashford was great. The curse, Luke. We talked about the curse last week.
Yeah, it was broken for a week. So
our podcast curse, if you guys don't know, if you missed a podcast, every time we talk about someone, they seem to have an awful week. But this week, who won, Luke?
Yeah, Bolingbrook girls went 3-0 this week.
Yep. And the Maine West boys...
Handled Deerfield.
So it was a tremendous week for people we talked about on the podcast. IHSA. Seedings are coming out for girls real soon.
Thursday.
The 1 and 2A seeds, and I have to give them a little prop since we're talking about them. The DePaul Prep College Prep girls are seeded first in their section. I'm just telling you, they're 2A. You know, they're 2A, which is kind of funny because they're 3A in boys. So
Yeah, and they're not even the top division in the GCAE.
I don't even know how that works.
I don't know, someone
from the IJS could explain to us how a girls team can be 2A and a boys team can be 3A.
Benwick's the same thing. Benwick girls are 3A.
Doesn't make any
Benwick
sense.
Benwick boys are 4A.
I don't know. So, the girls are coming out this week. Are you excited?
For what?
Are you excited to see what the...
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how accurate my rankings are, won't we? It's like the first, put it to the test.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
I hope they don't use my rankings for like seeding purposes. Don't coaches, if you're listening, don't look at my rankings if you're making
But you know what? Why not? Because you've seen a bunch of those teams. Why can't they use part of your rankings?
I guess they could, but it's just
they used to have all these. I know for boys, they got rid of the Essex report. They used to have all these different things, but. And now the boys. You want to talk about the boys, how tough certain sectionals are?
We know. I mean, we know. Maine East has gotten so much better. We should really just save this for when it gets closer to playoff time.
Okay.
Because it's going to change.
Well,
it's not. It's not going to change. We know the top teams
are. No, the Maine East sectional and the Riverside.
We'll save it. We'll save it.
All right.
It's too far off right now. There's still conference games to be played. I mean... Even non-conference games are still going. You just had a tough win against Thornton, who's not bad.
No, we played Thornton tonight. Thornton's very, very good. They're having not a tough season. I mean, they're having a winning season, but super athletic. And they're going to probably be in their own sectional. If they get in the top six, I think they'll be kind of lucky. Because there's teams that are, I mean, Simeon's in their sectional, so obviously that's going to be number one.
Yeah, it's tough. The boys is going to be crazy this year. I mean, outside of Simeon, it's pretty far wide open. It's Simeon than everybody else, who knows.
Yeah.
But I kind of have the same feeling it's going to happen for the girls. It's the top three teams, top four, and then everybody else. And by this point in the season, you know who's good, you know who's not. Obviously, upsets happen, but at the end of the day, you know who's going to be kind of be there at the end. There's not going to be any huge surprises. It's not like the NCAA tournament where a 9 seed or an 11 seed is making it to the Final Four. It just doesn't happen in high school that often. Very, very rarely.
Yeah, I think you're right. They can
win a sectional, but
they can't win a number super.
Go to state.
No.
Right.
No, usually your teams in state are your top one, two, or three teams in each sectional. Usually. Yes. And I think that's for most sports. For most sports that are going.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, well, I can't speak right now. And
it's all this Diet Coke you've been drinking.
It's actually Diet Coke.
No.
I woke up late.
Where are you headed this week, do you know?
Nazareth on Monday, which is, you'll be listening to this on Monday, so Nazareth today. Then we have, big event this weekend. I forgot to mention this. At Evanston OPRF on Saturday, they have the boys, it's the 50th anniversary of Evanston's state championship winning team. So they're having a whole thing before where former players are going to be there, like an open forum panel thing before they play OPRF. So the old suburban conference.
Exactly.
And I think that's kind of why they did it, to be honest. But that's definitely Saturday. Everywhere else, Tuesday through Friday. Who knows?
Evanston has a huge week. They have us on Friday night. Let's hope they look past Niles North. To look forward to.
They won't look past you, Big Daddy.
I know they're not looking past
number four. Back up to number four.
I know.
You hate it.
You guys are back up to four?
Yeah, thank you, Mike O'Brien, but no
thank
you.
Two losses.
But no thank you, Mike O'Brien. Yeah. Yeah, but we're 20-2.
Oh. Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see what?
My own
son won't come out and watch us play anymore.
He feels he's a jinx.
Are you going to be there Friday?
No, I will be there for either New Trier or Maine South. I don't know which one. Depends how the conference is looking by
that
point.
Why would you not go Friday?
Because I already saw Niles North Evanston.
You were there.
I was.
I'm going to bring baby Nathan on Friday night.
Thank you, Todd. I have someone coming to see my
game. We're going to leave at halftime.
You and about 1,700. I don't know how big is that gym. I will bet you this.
Packed.
I will bet you this. It will be sold out.
Packed.
Anybody want to take a bet on this? Nobody?
No. I will guarantee it's sold out.
I will guarantee it's sold out. There's and no that doubt. Is a great place. If you've never been to Beardley Gym in Evanston.
Waukegan's better, I think.
I like Waukegan, yeah.
Yes.
I like it.
Waukegan's probably the best. They had a thing a year ago, I think, in the Tribune, best gyms in Chicagoland.
Yeah, it's hanging up in Niles North office.
And it was pretty cool, all the gyms that, like, you know, a lot of them I have not been in. A lot of them were south suburbs, but Waukegan was up there.
I know which one you hate. We all hate that was on there.
Which one?
GBS.
That is the worst gym.
Well, first off, let me just say this.
Why? Because I know like we're ending this podcast. Hall?
But no. Let me just say, can I just tell you this?
Yes.
Number one, I just played there Friday night. And for years, I hated dark. That place. And I still don't like it, really. Because I don't like the whole...
It's cold.
It's cold. I agree with you. It's cold. It's too spacious on the ends.
Ask Stacy about that, Jim.
Stacy, by the way, is Todd's
my wife.
So it's spacious on the baselines. I get that. I agree with that. Here's the thing that they did. They did two things that make the gym far, far better than it ever was. Number one, they redid the floor. The floor is far nicer than it ever was. Number two, they changed the lights.
The lights are better.
The lights are 1,000% better. So whoever at Glenbrook South decided to change those lights, good for you, because the lights make better. Now, do I still think it's not a good place to play? No. But I think it's a true home court advantage. The lights make it better. But
that place has been a house of horrors, too, though, over the past 10 years.
It wasn't this weekend. Did
you talk about the CSL realignment?
We're going to talk about that.
That'll be a summer topic.
Another BS summer. We have lots of summer topics. People, you can listen all summer when you're bored on a Monday morning.
We're talking about softball.
AAU basketball.
Oh, that'll be another good one. I'm going to write that down.
We got your Mally for that one.
I'm bringing all these topics, writing them down. All right.
Well, thank you again for listening. Oh, spring sports season's coming up, by the way. So if you know anyone who would like to help contribute, whether that be writing, taking photos, taking video, whatever, we'll take you. Well, it's not a guarantee, but...
Have to pass the background.
Right,
check.
Right. But...
I barely did.
But that's true. That's a true story. No, it's not.
But,
this is why we invite Todd.
But we would love to have you try out or have you just help us out with writing. Once again, you can get in contact with us at our email, which is on our website, ilprepsinitiary@gmail.com. But yeah, once again, thank you so much for the Village Inn for having us here.
Thank you, Village Inn.
And it's been a good week. It's going to be another busy week next week. So once again, I'm Luke Drace from IllinoisPrepsInsider.com at IslePrepsInsider on Twitter with my dad and Todd. And we will see you next week.
Thank you.
Have a good week.